Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I talked the other day, pardon me, about Bed Bath & Beyond and other companies who go woke. And I mentioned it as a cautionary tale for you as the individual. Stop going woke. It's not who you are. You end up being two-faced. So don't do that. And I'm going to talk about being two-faced today because we're going to talk about Chappelle. Not Dave Chappelle, he's not two-faced, but something that he said that I think is really critical, something that we all need to be taking into account. But anyway, the two-face of these woke people that are lying to themselves, everything's offensive and all that. When they go back to their own place, they can't reconcile how something can be offensive when it's just you making an observation. Hey, you look like you put on a little weight. You can't even tell people now that they've lost weight. Who's this kid? Jonah, what's his face, the actor? He's lost weight. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. So, okay, you don't want to talk about it. Why? Is it you don't want to talk about it? It's good news. I mean, you've obviously been trying. I mean, do you have cancer? Unless you have cancer or something, you're losing weight and you have no control over it, or you're anorexic. But if you're trying to lose weight and you lose weight, when does it become offensive for me to go, hey, listen, looks like you're losing weight?
Oh, I find that offensive. You're noticing things about me.
Hey, I noticed you got a haircut.
How dare you mention my haircut?
I mentioned your change because I know you. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We are making movies. We are doing events. We are about to kick off something in Arizona that will spread across the country. We are making a grid of every state. And on every intersecting point on that grid will be somebody conservative bringing media together, social media. Here's what we're doing in Arizona. We took all the people who lost. No winner in Arizona in the primary has got a plurality of votes. So in other words, the majority of the people are not represented by the winners. This includes Carrie Lake. She didn't get the majority of the people's vote. Now she may. I hope she does, because she certainly needs to beat that racist Katie Hobbs. So support Carrie Lake. But here's the point. In every one of the races, Senate race, Attorney General, Secretary of State, none of them did they get a plurality. So how about the people that feel like losers? These candidates who ran, how about we take their databases? How about we take their donor bases and we say, you know what? Let's build our own little party to the side. Let's call it MAGA. All right. And let's make ourselves the maggots. And in this case, we've got another name, but let's run alongside the GOP and let's take away the ability for any single person, including Donald Trump, to influence our races. And let's hold every one of the people who did not get a plurality accountable. Let's help them get elected. But if they don't get elected, because sometimes you don't win, as we know, right? How about we make sure Mark Kelly does what he's supposed to do? See, Blake Masters was shoehorned into this thing. Peter Thiel gave him lots of dough in the primaries, and now Thiel's not giving in any more money. The GOP's pulling out. Blake Masters is down by 10 points in Arizona. It was a winnable race had they elected Jim Lehman, who I was a senior strategist for, and Donald Trump didn't pick the guy who put $200,000 of his own money so they could finish the audit in Arizona, who's been for election integrity, who is a business owner in Arizona, who made a fortune and gave a lot of it away, tithed to give it away to his church, gave to charity, gave to the military. There's hardly a politician, a conservative, a true conservative, who has not been touched by Jim Lehman, and Donald Trump didn't pick him. I say, Donald Trump, stay out of our business. How about we pick who we want and we be able to make who we want, put them into office? Because let me tell you, it would be a whole different thing if Jim Lehman were running against Mark Kelly. A lot of people know that here in Arizona, and now you know it around the country. So Jim said to me, Kevin, I want us to start an organization that prevents this from happening, that gives power to the people. And that's what we're doing. And you know what he did? He bucked up to do it. He said, I want to support it. So that's what we're doing. Folks, we are not going to be woke. It is nothing but warriors that get up every day now and go out there and fight the battle. Let me tell you, I feel proud to be a person whose voice you've heard. And if I've strengthened your backbone in any way, I'm not thanking myself for this, but I'm happy that you did it. I'm happy that if my words influenced you, I'm not thanking me. I'm thanking you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for saying enough is enough. You want to know why woke doesn't sell? Because people need to find themselves. That's right. There's always a soul searching that happens. You want to know, what is my purpose? What is my reason to be? And you can't do that if you live a lie. If every time you're confronted, you're afraid to speak up, to make something, to say who you are, then guess what? Somebody's going to make you into what they think you are or what they want you to be. You are not going to be your genuine self. Almost sounded like Kamala Harris for a second. You cannot be yourself unless you are your genuine self. Oh, man, I'm a lot more profound than that. And I know you guys are getting it. So I mentioned that they didn't want to carry Joe Biden's thing, his freak show. His devil worship show. They didn't want to carry it. Networks didn't want to carry it because they said it was too political. It was too anti-Trump. I mentioned in this show yesterday, the reason why they don't want to tell you is Trump is popular. And it impacts their numbers. And as much as they tell us, oh, Donald Trump, see, you don't want him as your candidate. You want DeSantis. So you want somebody else. What they're telling you is they're afraid. And all these people that want to make you election deniers, oh, these election deniers, Joe Biden said in his speech, they're running around all the country trying to make elections fair and free. That scares him. He can't win in a free, fair election. So he's scared, and rightfully so. So he tells you, these people are running around trying to influence elections. You're doggone right they are, Joe Biden. They're trying to influence him to be on the up and up. Joe Biden wants to imply that the elections, what they're doing is cheating. You mean cleaning up voter rolls from dead people, not even allow you to stuff ballots by using Mickey Mouse? Be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How was your Labor Day weekend? When I hear about Labor Day, I think to myself, is this the day where we pay off our taxes? Like, this is the everything from now on, isn't this where you're supposed to be able to keep your money? Man, it's moving into late September and now in October. Because the government takes so much of your money that you work most of the year to pay off your taxes, to pay off debts of things that you want none of it. Anyway, happy Labor Day. I don't know what you did. I hope you had a good long weekend. Normally, I wouldn't have cut a show yesterday, but I felt like I needed to do something. Because normally, as I said, we would do a best of. And my best ofs are amazing shows. I'll admit it. They're good shows. But I wanted to do something, timely. And as you guys know, I don't try to cover the news as it happens or whatever. It's not about breaking, unless it's really something breaking, like election results, things like that. But for the most part, I don't care. I would rather make the bigger point, the deeper point. So there's certain things here. I've looked at the news. My producers got me some stuff. And there were points to ponder. I remember that section in Reader's Digest, if you remember that little. Do they still make Reader's Digest? That is a great magazine. I learned a lot from Reader's Digest. I liked it. Because it had all these different sections, and one of them was points to ponder, and it would give you something to think about. I think that's probably a segment we should do on the radio show, Points to Ponder. We could take a page out of the old Reader's Digest or even the old Farmer's Almanac or something like that, because there's wisdom in that stuff. It makes you think deeper. Here's one that got me, a point to ponder. My producers found this, knowing that I don't smoke pot. I've never done drugs, illegal drugs. But Americans are smoking pot more than they are smoking cigarettes. We've reached that point. And just for the record, I don't care. A cigarette will make you go a little loopy. If you smoke a good cigar, like a Cuban cigar or whatever, I don't know what the stuff is in it, you know, on the tobacco leaves, but it, from what I'm told, it can make you get a little loopy. I don't recall, people tell me, Kevin, let's smoke these Cubans. I think half the time they're not Cubans. I think they're just with a Cuban label or something. But I'm not a big cigar smoker, and I don't inhale. So I'm like Clinton, I did not inhale that marijuana. So I don't know if it gives you a buzz, but I'm told that it can give you a buzz. I know, you know, like Copenhagen and Skoll, the one, the pink between your cheek and your gum, you know, the dips, they call them. I guarantee you those will give you a buzz. Oh, my Lord. I used to do this one. It was the most tame version of dip, you know, like whatever. I think they call it dip, right? With the one you put between your cheek and gum. But I would do the most tame version, and it came in little packets, like little tea bags, and you put it in there, and it would give you a little bit of a buzz, but it was minty flavored. And I grew up in the country, so we all thought we were cool because we were dipping, you know, bang, you'd spit. It's a nasty habit, but I did dip. But let me tell you, one time, a friend of mine gave me Copenhagen, and I think Copenhagen should be outlawed because my brother took it and he was throwing up. Within 2 hours, he was laying in bed. The room was spinning and he was throwing up. And I remember taking a little bit of a pinch and walking around the school building. And I remember the ground was floating. It was moving like it was an earthquake. And I remember thinking, oh my Lord. I don't know what drugs you can it altered my sensibility, you know, my senses. Surely somebody out there, give me a ring. If you've done, you know, if you dip, tell me I'm not, then I'm lying. Because I know I'm not. Many of my friends that have tried it, they all say the same thing. Now, I guess you get used to it where it no longer even gives you that sensation. But I would hate for that to happen. Because I'm telling you, I took it and went, whoa, I felt it immediately. And then my eyes are, ooh, the ground was moving. And my brother, as I said, he had to lay down. He had what the equivalent of vertigo. It gave him vertigo. He had to lay down. It was spinning. And he must have thrown up at least 3 times. But, yeah, so back to the pot. So pot now out, the number of pot smokers outnumbers cigarette smokers. Now, I don't know whether this means that the cigarette smokers are lagging, but, you know, like they're dropping off and pots become the bigger deal. But that it shows you in a few short years when leftists figure out, you know what, we can make more money on pot than we can cigarettes. And oh, by the way, we've demonized cigarettes to the point where we can no longer make money. Now they switch us over. Same could be said with cars. Right? They demonize the internal combustion engine. Hey, global climate change. Then they're shifting this over to EVs, electric vehicles. But what's going on there? I'll get to that in just a bit. And more of our points to ponder. But that's what they do. Oh, speaking of which, let's go ahead and segue into that. Denver residents lost control of their thermostats. Why? Those smart meters? The electric company said, you're using too much power. They shut these people down or scale them back. Now, I don't know how you feel about that. If I pay for a service, we've paid our taxes for the grid, the electric grid, right? and suddenly you say, and I can pay for my whatever electricity I want. But then they suddenly somebody goes, well, you know, you may be able to pay for it, but we're going to allocate it. I don't know how you feel, but I'm going to tell you, my first thought is I'm going to make sure that I have electricity when I want it. Now, people are putting solar on their own homes, from what I'm told. I don't know how you can, and maybe the technology will get to where you can actually use it to power your home. But what, how long could you last if the electric company said, we're cutting off your power, we're going to diminish it? Here was another one that has to do with electric power and our points to ponder. California asked residents over the holidays, over Labor Day weekend, please avoid charging your electric vehicles. Now, I don't know where you're going, if you're going to travel somewhere, if you're going to go to picnics and parties and, you know, commiserate with your friends and family, but the state of California is saying, don't charge your cars. Too many of you are going to be home. Too many of you are going to be taxing this grid, which Buttigieg says, well, we've got to put in a different infrastructure or whatever. Well, you don't have it now. I love it when leftists, you know this, you know what I'm about to say, when they have to live their lies. Please don't charge your electric vehicles, please, please. So what do you want to do? You want them biking? You want them walking? You know how spread out cities in California are? You know how dangerous it is in some of those cities to not be surrounded by metal or fiberglass? Oh, here's another one. It has to do with electric energy. Amazon took off all its U.S. solar rooftops. They took them offline last year. Why? Fire. Electrical explosions. Google it. Don't believe me. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Day was the second busiest travel day over the long holiday weekend. That's according to the TSA, which says just under 2.4 million passengers went through security at the nation's airports on Monday. That number was only surpassed by Friday when nearly 2.5 million people were screened. The identity of a body found over the holiday weekend is confirmed by Memphis police.
The body found in Memphis, Tennessee, near the location where Eliza Fletcher was abducted last week, is confirmed it is the body of Eliza. The Memphis Police Department, FBI, ATF, and U.S. Marshal Service have done the work. Accused killer Cleota Abstin appeared before a judge around 10 a.m. Eastern Tuesday when prosecutors said they updated his charges to include murder, premeditated murder, and murder and perpetration of kidnapping. The judge has scheduled a second court date for Wednesday, 10 a.m.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are in disarray, folks, but they want you to think they're united, that they've got a new wind going into the midterms. But all they're doing is they're setting things up for where they're going to cheat. Democrats, there's not a place on the planet where Democrats can win a legitimate race. Not a place on the planet. If they run, if on truth, and they have an opponent, they will not win. Not even in big cities. They wouldn't win. They told you the truth. This guy I was having this argument with, he's telling me, blue states or red states is where there's most of the crime. And I said, okay, fine, let's play your little game. So let's say red states are where most of the crime is. Go inside of the red state and then tell me where the crime is. So take Texas. Abbott, he's a Republican governor, right? Where's the crime? Is the crime in Brady, where I grew up? Or is the crime in Dallas? And who would be the mayor of Dallas? Or is the crime in Houston? Or is the crime in Austin? Or is the crime in San Antonio? Name me the big city, and then here's what I'm going to tell you. Universally, not maybe some, it's maybe one or two. Universally, the crime will be in those big cities, all run by Democrats, all with Democrat city councils, all with Democrat chiefs of police, etc. So I'll give you that the state, the red state, has a high crime rate. But here's what I'll show you. Where the crime is where all the blue areas are. And he wouldn't answer the question. So then here's what he tells me. He goes, well, I looked at the social media site of so-and-so, and this lady cop that shot the guy and ended up getting convicted. He says he looked at her social media site and she was a Republican. I said, first of all, she cried. She was upset that she shot the guy. That should have told you she was a Republican, first of all. Number two, did she get away? No, she's in prison. So what's your beef? Because if you ask me the cops in general in cities, I said, give me Eric Garner. What city was he in? New York. Philando Castile, New York. What's his name? Freddie Gray. Baltimore. Give me your crime, your cop, death by cop, black person killed by white cop or any other cop. And you know what you're going to give me? You're going to give me a cop in a big city that, again, has a Democratic mayor, probably black, has a Democratic controlled city council, most of whom will be blacks or minorities, and has a Democrat chief of police and a review board that is run by Democrats. And I could go on down the list. Democrats, folks, are in disarray. And let me tell you, all you need to do is have a little bit of time to argue with these clowns. And you just say, fine, I'll give you that. This is what I told this guy. Fine. He literally sends me a picture of the crime statistics and shows red states have more crime.
And I said, fantastic. I'll let you go with that. You, what? Fine. I'm not going to debate you. I don't know where crime is, you know, the crime statistics for every state. But here's what I will make you a 100% bet. That the overwhelming majority of the crime in any state is in its major cities. It will comprise 60 to 80% of the crime in any state will be the two or three major cities in that state, and they will all have one thing in common. Did I say some? No, I spoke in absolutes. They will all have this in common. Democrat mayor, probably minority Democrat mayor, Democrat city council, probably full of minority Democrat city councilmen, and a Democratic chief of police or somebody over the police, probably minority. They will have that. So explain to me the institutional racism, please. I'd love to hear it. And he wouldn't answer. So going back to Blake Masters, what they've done with the Democrats is they've created this gap, this chasm in the Republican Party. They want us to believe it's the MAGAs against the real Republicans, you know, the acceptable Republicans and the MAGAs. It's like black folks. There are black people for the Democrats, and there are unacceptable conservative blacks that are unacceptable. But they accept blacks. And let me tell you what they accept in the Republican Party. They accept rhinos, those willing to give them a little bit of leeway on leftism. They accept blacks that are going to vote Democrat and give them some leeway on the racism of the Democrats. But they will not accept anybody who doesn't go in lockstep with them. You can sway a little bit. You can stray a little bit. But you can't go out of lockstep. They call you out. So I had mentioned Mark Kelly leading Trump's Senate pick in Arizona, a guy by the name of Blake Masters. Horrible endorsement by Trump, but he doesn't seem to care. He's got handlers that make those picks for him, and then Trump just, you know, goes with whatever they say. And Masters is getting his butt kicked. He's 10 points down. But all Mark Masters needs to do, despite all the negativity and the things that they're running against him, all Masters has to do is say, let me tell you this. If you elect Mark Kelly, you've just reelected Joe Biden. That's pretty much it. There's no secret to it. Now, I've reached out to the campaign. I gave them some ideas. Hopefully they take me up on it. But let me tell you, at the end of the day, tie that Mark Kelly to Biden and keep on it. And you'll be okay. We're still in our points to ponder segment, and I saw this. I don't know who gave me this, but China locked down 21.2 million people in Chengdu due to the Wu flu, due to COVID-19. There can be one case of COVID, and China will lock down a city or province. And having gone through this lockdown that we had, this forced enslavement, this forced imprisonment, this forced isolation that I vow I will never do again, I'm looking at this and saying to myself, I hope the Republicans and the conservatives, whoever are running against these leftists who are so willingly ready to lock us down and put us away, and by the way, are setting us up for this strategically by calling us maggots, M-A-G-A-T's, right? And they're setting us up. I really hope that they pay attention to what China's doing and they continue to tie these Democrats to these policies. 21.2 million people lost their freedom because some bureaucrat said, we don't want this disease that isn't killing that many people to spread any further. It's not, here's my point. We now know that the Wu flu is not as dangerous as they say. So what are they using this for? What's really going on here? 21.2 million people are under the oppressive regime of somebody, some bureaucrat that said, you no longer have your freedoms. You no longer have the freedom to work. In China, when I talk about it, cameras, they catch you leaving your apartment on camera, returning. They have traffic. You want to talk about the nanny state? Oh, my goodness. I'm talking HD camera everywhere. HD. Now, I'm not talking about this grainy footage we have at our convenience stores every time we're looking for some criminal. I'm talking about high-tech facial recognition software, etc., to know Kevin left this apartment building at this time. He got in his car. He drove down Wangjiang Avenue and went, you know, blah, blah, blah. They can track you for anything they want. Now, for many of you, if you're like, man, I don't care. You want to track me going to the grocery store, taking my kid to baseball or whatever, that's fine. But I find it a bit intrusive. Maybe you do want to just have intellectual conversation, pros and cons about the government or life in general or whatever. Who knows what you want? Should somebody be listening and following and tracking you? Not in my opinion, but they're doing it. I'm going to move on because we're going to run out of time on some of this. But this girl, this is actually kind of a deep topic because this girl, her name is Leah Michelle, and she was a social media influencer. But before, you know what, let's do this. Before we get to that, I don't even know this other girl's name, but I saw the story. My producer didn't give me this. I was just scrolling somewhere. And this girl, she's what they call a YouTube star, which I find very interesting. But okay, fine, I'll go with it. She's a YouTube star. She did a tandem jump for a parachute, got certified to do a solo jump, and she died. She jumped to her death. And I found the story interesting because it was all, the whole thing was contrived so she could, you know, keep making herself into a bigger YouTube star. So she rushed to get this certification. And I don't know what started it. Like, did somebody go, you should jump out of a plane, it would be so cool. And she's like, I want to do that. And they go, well, you can't do it unless you're with, you know, Tim. And she's like, well, how do you do it solo? And, you know, I don't know the conversation. But she jumped to her death. And I'm going to make you a bet it was all because she wanted to get clicks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get or due to eating an unhealthy diet or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Dave Chappelle. It was funny, I watched Dave's special and he said, I am the most profound comedian of my day. And I loved it. I love the Dave Chappelle. His comedy is amazing. And I say that because mine is much the same. So you may be thinking I'm patting myself on the back, but no, I'm not. Comedy with a purpose is so unique. I mean, there's fun. There's just fun comedy that talks about situational stuff, you know, having kids and being married, getting divorced, dating, things like that. Those are all wonderful topics. And again, observations by some of the world's most brilliant minds, people who will look at the world for what it is and then explain it to you in a way that's clever. It's like a magician. They're finding ways to help you, you know, mess with your mind in a good way. And magicians are making you see things you know, believe things you shouldn't believe and see things that you don't believe can happen. And the only way you can rationalize is to go, that's not real. That's not real. It's the way I watch scary movies. I go, no, that's not real. It's that it can't happen. It'll never happen. Whatever. But they're, you know, people that watch the world are fascinating to me, and I happen to be one of them. So Dave comes out and he says, you know, I'm the best. But he goes, that me saying that doesn't mean I'm going to stay the best. Get out there, get in the game, and be better. Do better. And I love it because he's saying, I'm not going to apologize for honing my craft, for understanding what it took for me to get here. And let me tell you, I have a lot of respect for Dave. Every time they told him what he needed to do in order to be successful, he did it. He didn't wait around. They said, you need to learn how to act. Where would I learn how to act? You got to go to Duke Ellington School for the Arts. I'll apply. He applied. He didn't study. He didn't do that. Didn't think he made it, but he made it. And then he started telling about all of his teachers and the influences and the way it made him have deep thought. And the dude is a deep thinker, just like me. And so he's bringing these amazing shows, and he partnered with Chris Rock, who, of course, is in the midst of this controversy with Will Smith, and that's what we've been talking about for the hour. And I've been at leading up to Dave Chappelle making this comment about Chris Will Smith. Did I say Chris Smith? Because I meant Will Smith if I did. Will Smith, where he says, you know, he's talking about Will Smith being a bit of a fraud. He says, 10 minutes before he was received the top award, he acted like he was in back in Philly. But here's what he said that was most profound. I'm going to repeat it. He says, Will played a perfect person for 30 years. And he ripped off his mask and showed us that he was just as ugly as the rest of us. What Dave Chappelle is saying without saying it is that Will Smith is a fake. He's a fraud. And in my book, my first book, my best book, I'm going to rewrite that book. I'm going to republish it, change a few things, you know, correct a few things and give a little bit more explanation about some stuff. So maybe you'll buy it again. But it was my best-selling book for a reason. It is profound in many of its statements. And the biggest thing that I tell you is when I was a kid growing up, feeling the need to lie because I didn't want people to know my life, I could never be my authentic self. How pathetic is that? Your kids growing up, especially you white folks, your kids can't be their authentic selves because what? Oh, they got white privilege. They were born with this. They got white supremacy. They have hidden white guilt, whatever. Are you kidding? They can't be themselves. They can't joke with their friends. They got all kinds of friends. It's a UN at your home on any given day, it's particularly if your kids are in sports. But they're accused of racism and sexism and all these other isms that they don't even think about. It's the most big, the biggest generation of handheld kids in the history of the Republic. They can't even be their authentic selves. Black kids can't be authentic because if you show your weaknesses, your frailties, your insecurities or whatever, you're weak and people will take advantage of you. And so you got to be bravado. You got to be fake. Most people out there faking, they're fronting. Yeah, man, I'm down with the cause. Black people, black people, black people, black people. And you know what these black folks are doing? They're looking at themselves going, man, I don't agree with this Negro. I don't agree with what Michael Brown Jr. did. I don't agree with what these people are talking about. Cops are trying to kill us. We're committing crimes. We're getting ourselves killed. I don't agree that everything black is good. I don't look at our black neighborhoods and go, ooh, look at us. We're the picture of what Americana should represent. I don't look at our schools and go, these are the best schools in the nation. We got to wake up and be truthful to ourselves. If you can't be the authentic you, then what good are you? That's what Dave Chappelle's lesson for Will Smith is. You're waiting to snap. You're waiting to go up and slap somebody because they offend your sensibilities when all it was a joke. It was a joke you should be able to take. It was a joke. I mean, I'm not going to get into what, you know, Chris Rock said because, you know, there are people that would disagree. Oh, Kevin, she has alopecia and, you know, she doesn't have that. That girl has been a rock star her whole life. Man, men have grown up. I'm talking about Jada Pinkett. Dudes, that girl could have alopecia. Even bald headed, she looks better than 99% of women in this country. Are you kidding? That's in style now. Maybe there was a time when she couldn't wear her hair long or whatever, but let me tell you something. The girl's been smoking hot her whole life. And Will's going to get mad? Oh, my wife has a disease. She's got a disease other people have. I was first exposed to it because one of my buddies, his girlfriend had alopecia. I didn't know it.
But, you know, I didn't realize she was wearing a wig, and I didn't notice it. I didn't notice anything about it, but somebody goes, you know, she has alopecia. I'm like, what the heck's alopecia? I didn't even know what alopecia was. But I'm getting off track. My point is, be the authentic you. Celebrity, folks, is something many people seek. And I understand the allure of celebrity. We've all been around celebrity. And I'm not talking necessarily about Holly weirdos or other performers. Sometimes, for example, it's that rock star salesperson at your company who gets an award year after year. Or it's the CEO or the founder of your company. Not known out. I mean, could go to an airport and nobody knows them. Most people wouldn't know who, the CEO of Oracle is if he came up and sat right next to him on an airplane. That you don't know who these people are. They live relative obscure lives, but in their environments, they are celebrities. So the point is, celebrity is not just about always the person. There are people that will write a book on a topic, and they're celebrities, but nobody else knows them. You know, maybe it's some guy who has a job that takes him places that we don't get to go to. And do adventures that only we dream of. And then he comes back and documents these very things like Indy in Raiders of the Lost Ark. I've got a bigger point to all of this. I'll get to it in just a second. But, you know, he's an anthropologist who gets to go look for the Holy Grail, for goodness sakes. I mean, who would you rather hear stories from? Would you rather hear Joe Biden's lies about corn pop? Or would you rather hear from Indy? A guy who's living life, and he's out there doing things. And I get that I'm talking about a fictional character, but there are people out there who do these, like these guys digging on Oak Island. I'd rather spend time with them. I recently ran across their story, these two brothers that found this, you know, story about Oak Island and became fascinated and got money collected and decided, you know, let's go see if we can dig up something at Oak Island. Blah, blah, blah. And the rest is history. They got a TV show about it, and they got people coming all the time now to listen to them. But back to the duality. So see, creative celebrity is what I call these Holly weirdos. It can be cruel. If you want it, and you get it, like movie stars, that persona takes over. This is what I think. See, I flirted with celebrity in a few areas, sports, now politics of sort. But I never craved it. I did my job, and if it got me accolades, then so be it. I was a rock star sales guy. Anyway, the other day I attended an event where the gubernatorial candidate was a celebrity, and I got to ask her a question. I took advantage of my time to be myself, and she was thoughtful in her answer. Then she asked me my name. I gave her my name, and she directed her answer towards me. Well, Kevin, the hostess of the event explained to people, as it broke away, that I was a former Fox News contributor, to which a lot of people went, I thought I recognized you. Now I remember. And their whole demeanor changed then. It was like, I'm in the process, you know, with a celebrity. But here's my point. I didn't care about celebrity. I was just me. There's no 30 years of pent-up frustration ready to break out. And I would venture to tell you, there is none for you. You don't crave the limelight. And if you were to get it, there wouldn't be a bunch of pent-up frustration if somebody said or did the wrong thing to you. You'd be able to take it. But Will Smith couldn't, because he's been living a lie, and Chappelle was smart enough and astute enough to point it out.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.